Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 2YE podcast. My name is Stephanie, for those of you that don't know me, and I am the second year program assistant. Today, we're going to be talking about time management, something that's super important and prevalent, hopefully in everyone's lives, and especially for you all because you're students, you're busy, you're working, you have personal things going on, you all have a life, but how does all that work within your time? And of course, I'm not going to be talking by myself. We have two wonderful folks here joining me today who happen to be current 2YE mentors. We have Manny or Manuel and Alyssa with me. So I'm going to go ahead and give you both a couple of minutes to introduce yourselves. Just kind of give your major, your name. You're obviously 2YE mentors, hometown, and how are you feeling today? So whoever wants to go first can go ahead and start.
Hey everyone, I'm Alyssa. I'm a third year Marshall College. I'm a psych major and I'm from Virginia, DC area. Yeah, that's me.
And how are you feeling today? And if you could, I guess, describe it, you know, like those check-in questions, like the weather, are you cloudy with a chance of meatballs? Is it like a storm? Is it sunny? I'm feeling
like a palm breeze on a nice day because I had a really good Sunday where I just like relaxed and stuff. And I'm just, yeah, I have some work, but like some deadlines were pushed back. So that bought me some extra time. So I'm feeling good.
Nice. Thank you. What about you, Manny?
So hi, everyone. I'm Manny or Manuel or Manuel, you know, depending on like what kind of flavor you want to put on it, I guess. I'm a graduating senior from Revelle College. Yeah, so almost there, right? Yes. Like this close. Majoring in political science, data analytics with a minor in urban studies and planning. Mm-hmm. My hometown is Compton, California. It's awesome right there. Yes. Just saying. And then how am I feeling today weather-wise? I gotta say, like, my place, my head went to the same place, like, kind of breezy, you know, like, kind of warm and breezy. I picture, like, a field. I don't know why. That's not weather. But, like, I mean, that's just where my head goes to.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because it's a good week. I also had a pretty relaxing Sunday. I just had breakfast or brunch, considering how you want to look at it. But, yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, thank you. And for those who don't know, it is noon, which is why maybe Manny said brunch. And same, I just had a light snack too, though. But thank you for that description on how you're all feeling. I feel like winter quarter is always so hectic and spring is a little bit more calm, but then there's still a lot going on as well, especially for you, Manny, like you're graduating this quarter. And you know, just with the workload that you both have and being mentors is a lot in itself as well, which we really appreciate the work that you do though. But thank you. So we have Manny and Alyssa today with us, where we're going to be talking about time management. We hear it all the time. We talk about it all the time, especially here within the 2YE program, because it's so crucial and important. But for those of you that don't know, what is time management? And this is just a simple definition that I grabbed off of the internet and that kind of just explains what we think of when we think of time management. And time management is the process of organizing and planning how to divide your time between specific activities. To be honest, when I read this, it kind of made me think of, I think time management is such a crucial aspect of our lives that sometimes we don't even think about it, or like, we think about when we're like planning our schedule, our classes. I've met with students that sometimes don't have time to eat because they're working and they have so many other commitments. And it's learning how to divide that and learning how to divide it between specific activities. So good time management requires an important shift in focus from activities to results. So again, how I had mentioned, it can be applied to everyday life. So I don't want to take up too much time on the definition. And I do want to ask you, Manny and Alyssa, how do you manage your time? What works for you? And it can be a full range of anything. So whoever wants to go first.
So for me, I manage my time. My students probably know, like, I like live by Google calendars. Mm-hmm. Like I put everything I have to do because otherwise I would not remember anything. Mm-hmm. And I have like a physical calendar that's pretty big. I'm a big fan of to-do lists. I would say my biggest issue is that I dedicate actually a lot of time to studying. I'm like, no, I can't, like I study. Mm-hmm. But like, then when it comes down to it, my productivity level just isn't that much. And I end up dragging things out and I don't have time for the things I want to do. And it's just, it's kind of a mess. It's like more like, it's like, I put aside the time, but then sometimes like put aside too much time and it's a hard balance, but yeah, it's something I'm working on. But Manny, yeah, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'd say definitely like, I tell my students the same thing, like Google Calendar is really up there for me. Mm-hmm. It's just super helpful, what with like the alarms and like reminders and stuff. And it also gives me like a better sense of like how much time I actually have, mm-hmm. commitment wise, right? And then I have all that free time to do whatever it is I need to do. So I'll put like longer overarching tasks on my Google Calendar, like their due dates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that I can see them sneaking up on me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's essential.
Absolutely. Otherwise, then you're like,
yeah, you're caught off guard. You're like, oh my god, I have a midterm in 2 days, or you might like forget a deadline, and it's so easy to do.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, yeah, I do that. I also, the to-do lists are a big one for me. Like in the morning or beginning of the week, I'll do like, I kind of do goals. Like I'll do what I want to get done that week. And then maybe that day, and I'll kind of like check in on you every day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And when did you both make the time to work on your time management? Because I think that's also important, right? It's not just like, okay, Google Calendar, I'm going to write it down. I think sometimes it's like you have to make time to actually do that as well, because it is time consuming, or looking at your syllabi and your syllabi for like when you have those exams, personal commitments, midterms, all that.
It does take up, honestly, it does take up a good amount of time. And it's something I have to do at the beginning of every quarter. Mm-hmm. And I try to do it within the first week of like getting all my classes and looking at all the syllabi. And it takes a long time, but it's worth it in the end. Like in the long run, it does save you time and headache, mm-hmm. At least for me. So it's kind of like an investment that I just have to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always end up getting it done eventually. I get anxious, like if I'm like, oh, like that's something like I need to do, like it just stays in my head until I do it. So that's just me.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely, an investment. That's such a good way to think about it, because yeah, it does take time, especially at the beginning of the quarter when you're trying to sort out what it is you have to do in the first place. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's sort of like you said, if you don't take the time then at the beginning, then you're probably gonna end up, you know, investing more time over the course of the quarter. Mm-hmm. So yeah, definitely. I kind of make, it's a part of my like morning routine, like I'll, you know, wake up and shower and have breakfast, feed my cats or whatever. And then after that, like when I have a second before everything like pops off, I'll write down like my tasks for the day.
Yeah, something that I try to keep in mind on a regular basis is that it's up to me the kind of day that I have, like, you know, whether mm-hmm. I have a good day mm-hmm. or a bad day, a productive day or like a lazy day, or, you know, like if I have a clean room or a messy room, like it's all up to me, everything that I do. Yeah. So it kind of like having that ownership and that freedom and just being able to like focus on, yeah, like what I really want to do for myself. Mm-hmm. Just taking ownership of my life and what I do kind of helps, and realize that it's all up to me. Like I really can do whatever. So it's just figuring that out. That kind of helps me take ownership of what I'm doing in a day. And that's something I try to practice.
Of course, of course. I do remember that when I was a student, I think it was every Sunday. And since I was a mentor too, scheduling in meetings and just having mm-hmm. enough time to do everything I needed to do during daylight yeah. hours was also crucial. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I can attest to that. Beginning of the quarter, beginning of the week, every day, like Manny. But I know things can sometimes get in the way, right? Sometimes how you said, Alyssa, like we are our own, what is it? Yeah. We're the only ones that can determine what kind of day we're going to have. But what are some things that get in the way of that time management here and there? And how do you work through them? Because that can also happen, right?
Yeah. So for me, it's like a million things can get in the way.
Yeah.
And oftentimes the way that I work, I'm a little bit different from you, Stephanie, in that like during the day, so many things will fill up my day that I'll end up like having an idea of the work that I need to get done. And I won't get it done until like after hours. And like, and I guess like the deadline of wanting to go to sleep is what will push me to really like get it done. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's just so many things that you don't plan for, but it just happens, you know, like laundry or groceries. I don't like a million things could happen in the day. Mm-hmm. Also like scheduling the meetings, like that is something that, you know, like you'll be working and then you have to break up your time.
Yeah.
It's all like, you know, life can get really crazy and I'm definitely not that good at it. Like, especially like, making time to cook is like, I like cooking, but it takes a long time and like all the ingredients and stuff. It's just, it's too much sometimes. So it's really something I got to work. I hope I get better at it as I get older, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about you,
man? I was going to say, I absolutely understand what you're talking about. Cooking can throw off like my whole schedule if I'm like, oh man, I forgot to buy like, I don't know, the green beans or something.
You can end up taking like being such a time suck in the end and you don't even realize.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's like you said, it could be anything. It could be you're just not feeling it that day, or I don't know, like you got really into your Netflix show or whatever, and it's like, oh well, you know, like it happens. Yeah. It happens. It's fine. Like, you just got to learn to accept it and be able to, what is it, like, adapt to it, be flexible and adaptable or whatever.
Yeah. And I think that's why it's important too. And that's something that we try to figure out in our second year. But, you know, it's something mm-hmm. you can do all the time is like, you're trying to have like an end goal of what you're working towards to kind of like pull you through, because it can be really hard. Like, it's hard enough just to like live your life, you know, like on top of like doing all the responsibilities for school, like it can get really difficult to, you know, prioritize mm-hmm. the things you want to prioritize. There's gonna be a lot of conflict, so it helps to have an idea of what you're doing this for, what it's all for, and just know that like school is difficult for everybody, but know like the more work you put into it, the more that the degree that you get at the end, like you'll be really proud of it. Like, it's something that you know that you worked for, that you earned. So that's what I try to keep in mind. Like, it's kind of the same thing as like the Google Calendar thing, in that it's like, it's just an investment. Like, it's just gonna suck, and it might suck for a while, but you know, having that end goal, mm-hmm. just know, not that like you should also still be able to enjoy your life in the moment, because you know your life isn't gonna change once you get something, but
right.
Yeah, I guess it's a balance of just enjoying your own presence. Sorry. Like enjoying your own presence and just understanding that there's some like necessary things you have to do in life, and it's not always going to be fun, but.
Of course. And I think you both mentioned something like enjoying that. Mm-hmm. I remember when I would have to study for exams or write a paper, I would give myself like, okay, after I read these two chapters, then I can go watch a little bit of my Netflix show, or then I can go out to eat dinner with my friend. Yeah. Or just kind of setting those miles, those little rewards for every little milestone that you complete, is also super important. Or like, after this, I'll be able to take a nap, even though, you know, like things that'll make me happy or that'll help me. And I think given now also time management and how it works with the pandemic, I mean, everyone is working remotely, going to school remotely. We're in front of the computer a lot longer now than we used to be, or when classes were in person. How has that been for both of you? I know that you both like Google Calendar and like, you know, it's an electronic form of having everything on the internet, but sometimes like there are folks that don't like being on the computer, or that, you know, find it a little bit more difficult to do or complete tasks throughout the day. But how has it been for you both?
For me, I feel like, you know, Manny and I are from like an interesting generation where like we're, I guess, like the first to like really grew up with the internet. Like I know I had access, I've been on the internet like a lot in my life, and it's kind of scary. Like I have another research lab where I interview like kids who are like 5 years old, and I'll ask them like, oh, what are you doing this weekend? They're like, oh, I'll just play on my iPad, like Minecraft. And it just makes me sad. Like, so, and like, it's something you just have to, like, the internet and technology is like good and bad. And it's something that I honestly only figured out during COVID of how to make it work for me. Like it used to just be like a time suck, like something to distract me from. And now like, now it's all I do. So I've kind of figured out ways that it really helps me out. Like I use like Notability or OneNote to like do all my notes. Like everything I need is, you know, on my laptop. I've got like a Zoom extension. So whenever I make like a Google Calendar, it's like, oh, make it a Zoom meeting. And then bam, it makes it a meeting. And like that makes it really simple. I can do like a split screen. So I've been, it's actually really helped my, and also I went through a phase where I was like, you know what, like I don't want to do social media anymore. Like everything from a while, like a week, I was like, I'm not going to do anything and just see what I do with my time instead, like when I have that choice. And I think it's honestly a good practice, not that it's like always bad, but just so that you know that you're doing it willingly, that like you're enjoying it, and know that you can step back from it anytime rather than just something that was given to you when you were like 11 years old and you just do it out of habit. So that's something that I've worked through during this coronavirus. I would say, I guess I'm an introvert because I like my house. Like, it's clean here. It's nice. It's comfortable. Yeah, Manny, I don't know how you've been experiencing all this internet usage.
I sort of feel like, yeah, I've kind of leaned into it. Like have everything, you know, synced across my devices and whatnot. And yeah, you know, I'm privileged enough to get to use like GoodNotes and Notability and whatnot because I paid money for a pencil. But that's fun because it, you know, makes you feel like you're using paper, except
right?
You get to put it in a bunch of different places.
Yeah. And like versus like real notebooks, it's honestly so much better. Like,
yeah, it doesn't take up a whole lot of space, bring it anywhere. I like that. So I guess because like we're in front of our computers all day, at least I am. I've made it more of a priority to kind of do what I can to help separate like work from home, you know, whatever that means. What that means to me is just like, I'll work like in a certain area, like at my desk, you know, and I'll keep my things here at my desk when I'm working, which is one part of it, but also just like getting out of the house is a big one for me, whether that be going on walks or to the grocery store, or maybe like a more fun trip, like maybe I'll go hiking or go camping somewhere for the weekend if I have the time. And I feel like that helps me kind of get out of my rut, you know?
Yeah.
So that's helpful for me.
Yeah, another thing that I feel like people get sick of it if you like say it, because like everybody does, but for me, like being active and doing a little bit of exercise, even like 20 minutes of swimming laps in the pool or doing like, you know, a little YouTube workout, really, to me, it just always would put everything I'm doing in perspective. Like all of these big assignments that felt so big, I would like, you know, work out my body and they would feel smaller. Like they would kind of just put into perspective of what it is in my life. Like that isn't everything, you know, like I have myself. It's going to sound cheesy, but I mean, that is really how I feel at the end. Like, and I feel energized. So just figure out what works for you, because for the longest time, like I would try running, I would try like weightlifting, and I still do like little tiny weights, but like, and I hated it. Like I would hate it. So I just wouldn't want to come back to it. So it's really hard to find a routine that works for you, but just whatever works for you, once you find it, like that's the key.
Exactly. And you both just tapped into my next question that wasn't scheduled here, but do you both like time your self-care, things that like kind of energize you to want to even complete your time management and want to do your everyday tasks? And it looks like you do, whether how you said, Manny, take a walk or play video. I think you mentioned like your console, right? Or Alyssa, like you swimming, working out, whatever that is, and how whatever it may look for everyone. It's crucial to make that time in order to be effective in your everyday tasks and, you know, assignments, things you need to complete.
Yeah, I think that's something that's really important, is to learn kind of like, this is something that like just this year I'm kind of like coming to. I was like, being like your own friend, like treating yourself really well, and you know, I don't know, like doing things that make you happy just because you like it, and just being happy with your own company is something, I guess, because like this isolation has really made you do that. But yeah, so self-care, that's 100% self-care. Like it, to me, it's like whatever. So for me, like I love music, so like I'll just listen to music and like whatever, or I don't know, I just get into things and it's like, just embrace what makes you happy. Mm-hmm. Really, yeah, embrace it. Cause life can be like really cool sometimes. It can be really hard, but you know, if you can embrace all like the cool things about it.
Yeah.
Sorry to sound cheesy, but yeah.
No, but it's true though. And I think that's why, as we continue to grow, we learn these things and we find more meaning, connections to what we do, which leads on to my next question. Like, what have you learned about managing your time as you continue your emotional journey and growth, whether that's a student, a friend, a family member, a mentor, whatever that looks for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe. I would say it's definitely, maybe it's a little cheesy, but it's giving me like a newfound appreciation for my time. Mm-hmm. Now I think of it as like everything else works around me, and whatever me is, whatever I decide I require, right? Whether that's, I don't know, playing some games for a while or watching a movie or going for a walk or making like a 3-course meal or I don't know, like whatever I decide it is that like makes me feel good, everything else will work around that.
Mm-hmm.
And also I like to have like little cutoff times. Like after a certain point in the day, I just don't want to do anything anymore. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, if I feel that way, like I'm probably just going to feel that way. So let's work around that as well. Let's try to get things done before then. And if things don't get done before then, it's fine, right? We wake up tomorrow and we can try again. And we're a little bit closer, so.
Exactly. Yeah. I love that you said that. Thank you for saying that. Because sometimes we can be hard on ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we can, you know, if we don't complete certain tasks by the end of the day, then I'm not going to sleep tonight, or, you know, I'm just going to be miserable.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I get that, you know, if you have a deadline or anything like that, I guess I get it. But even then it's like, no, I need some time. I need to take a break. I don't feel like doing anything. And that's okay.
That is so huge. So I just recently saw something where they were like, oh, like anxiety is basically showing you the worst possible scenario. So you think mm-hmm. that like, if this doesn't happen, then something horrible is going to happen. And it just makes these things seem like so much more likely than what it actually is. When in reality, like the worst possible thing is very much not going to happen. Like it has never really happened. Mm-hmm. So just kind of recognizing that. So yeah, exactly what you said, Stephanie, like, we're so hard on ourselves, I feel like, to motivate ourselves and just understand that it's anxiety. It isn't really real, and that mm-hmm. we're really, we'll actually be okay, likely, you know. We have all the facilities we need mm-hmm. to do what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And ask for help if you ever need it. I think I mentioned this in the last podcast, but shy is expensive. Asking for help, using your resources, reaching out to mentors, staff, professors, anything that you can do, family, I think is also super crucial. But any last helpful tips, y'all, that y'all want to give to our listeners regarding time management or the emotional journey that we just kind of tapped into right
now? Yeah. So one thing I thought of, it's a little bit random, but I used to have just like an office chair that was like the cheapest I could find on Amazon, and it wasn't very comfortable. Mm-hmm. And so then I would rather like work in my bed and stuff. And I was like, this isn't very good for my posture and all that sort of thing. So I ended up investing. See, this is my self-care, my being my own friend thing. I invested in, I got a nice like gaming chair with a footrest.
Yeah, nice.
And it's kind of like really funny. Like it's really big, but honestly, like I feel like a king when I'm in it, and like it is good for my posture. I'm so comfortable, and I would recommend it just because we're spending so much time on Zoom, like on our laptops. So it's like your posture is something that's really important. We don't know how this is going to affect us long term. We've never done this as a species, so
mm-hmm.
yeah, just like keep, you know, comfort, you know, if you have an uncomfortable chair, you know, it's worth upgrading it.
Yes, thank you for that.
Yeah,
absolutely. The chairs, like the stuff that our environment, our workspace or whatever, is so important. I got myself a chair too. I got one from like UCSD Surplus. So if anybody lives on campus, there's some deals there. Just saying. Right. It's old, but it works. I got myself other things, you know, like for to have good posture, like a desk riser or a little monitor stand and stuff. But it doesn't have to be expensive either. Like before that, I just stacked my computer on a box, you know, and I'd stand up. Or I'd put a chair on my a pillow on my chair.
Yeah.
Because we're gonna be here for a while, so let's be a little comfortable, y'all.
Yeah. Finding comfort, finding that middle ground, and if time management is something that you struggle with, it's okay. You know, I think knowing that there's resources out there, that there's people that I'm pretty sure you both have had to learn to get to the point where you are now to be as effective with your time. And it's a learning journey. It's a learning journey for everyone. It's something that we adapt to and something that we can all be capable of if we want to, right? Because again, it's a self. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just like applying, like, yes. Like
it's yeah. So yeah, time management, important, crucial. It can work. Sometimes other folks might not think that it might work, but I think it does. And I think us as the 2YE team and you as both as mentors and even saying how it's been helpful for you and how it works for you attests to that. But any last minute comments, questions, Manny, Alyssa? And it's okay.
I would say, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I would say that, and this is just because I feel like whenever time management is brought up, definitely like stress and anxiety gets, I guess, thrown out there, or at least I think of it. And something that's helped me is to kind of recognize, like, we're humans, you know, we're going to feel stressed out and we're going to feel anxious, and that's normal. That's fine, right? Mm-hmm. We can't do anything about that, but we could definitely like work on our relationship towards them, you know, because it's not necessarily bad. That's your body telling you like, hey, we got to get this done. So I'm just letting you know that's a thing there. And that's fine. You know, that helps you kind of take stock of where you're at so that you're able to help yourself moving forward. Exactly. I guess that's it. That's what I'd say.
Yeah. No, and thank you for bringing that up. And again, like, it's an individualized journey, but it doesn't have to be all the way. Ask for help, you know, use your resources, how I mentioned earlier, and know that time management is just one little aspect of everything else that happens in our lives. And it starts somewhere and then progression from there. That's how it gets to be great.
Right.
But thank you so much, Manny and Alyssa, for joining me today. You both pointed on so many important factors. In addition to time management, I think it was a very resourceful and useful conversation. So thank you for that. And if you ever want to get to know Manny or Alyssa a little bit more, obviously with in advance of an appointment and just seeing how that would work, both of their bios are on the 2YE website. And they both are mentors currently for 2YE. But if you want to get to know them a little bit more, that definitely can be arranged. And again, thank you for your time. Time management was used to even schedule this meeting. The irony, right? But for future events, don't forget to check out the end of the year celebration happening on May 6th, I believe. It is on the spring quarter events. It is May 6th from 3 to 4:30. The Zoom link is on there. And check out our website and the newsletter for other events happening this year. And stay safe, y'all. Make sure to practice self-care, time management, and take it easy. It's been a pretty rough year though, but you're not alone, is what I'm trying to say. But take care, everyone, and we'll see you for the next podcast. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.